And we are going to continue in our service with our statement of faith found in the Apostles' Creed on page 11, also projected in front of us. We share it together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And as we continue with our prayers, you are invited to rise as you are able. Certainly okay to stay seated for our prayers as well. In our prayers this morning, we're going to give thanks to the Lord for some answers for those who had surgeries just recently and are receiving recovery in their time. Those that I mentioned there are Linda, Jean, and Joyce, and Bob Glather, too. We prayed for Bob last Sunday. We want to give thanks for him being with us today and feeling better on the road to recovery. Good to see you, Bob. Let's bow our heads for prayer. As we prepare our hearts and minds for Christ's coming, we turn to the Lord in prayer. O wisdom from on high, guide your church throughout the world to repent, to turn each day to you, confessing our sins and being restored by you to bear the fruit of the Spirit. Move pastors and your people to bear fruit in keeping with repentance. We pray, hear us, coming Lord. O desire of nations, bless the leaders of nations, our president and Congress, our governors and local leaders. Move all leaders to cease envy and boastfulness, injustice and corruption. Guide our leaders to be honorable people who do not neglect the poor and who strive toward the flourishing of all human beings. Bless those who serve in our armed forces and lift up refugees and all victims of war. Bring peace between us and our enemies, and let your peace reign over this broken world. We pray.
Hear us, coming Lord.
O dayspring from on high, come to the aid of all who are in need. As you humbly entered this world as a vulnerable baby, help all of us to enter humbly the lives of those who are sick, facing surgery, or dying to offer comfort and hope. Today, Lord, we recognize your hand at work in the lives of Jean, Linda, Joyce, and Bob. We give you thanks and the credit for providing care, medicines, and treatment. Also for those that we name today in our prayers, Haley, Kai, Holly, Joe and Caroline, Melody and Brad, Kathy, Bob, Georgette, Tim and Raina, Bev, Skip, Tom and Shannon, Steve, Mike and Brent, Terry, Brian, Steve, Addie, Carol, as well as the family of Peggy Bartholomew as they gather for her funeral this coming weekend. Bring healing according to your will and peace to those whose suffering endures. Thank you for the work of doctors, nurses, and other medical professionals who work toward healing and restoration of wholeness. Guide scientists searching for cures for diseases that bring suffering to the world, that their work might lead to healing for many. We pray.
Hear us, coming Lord.
O Key of David, let your journey, forgiveness, and peace flow freely in and among the families of this congregation. Empower parents and grandparents to love their children and children to love their parents. Watch over all who travel and comfort families who are separated by many miles. Guide families to be places where your love is demonstrated to strangers as well as to friends. We pray.
Hear us, coming Lord.
Into your hands, Lord Jesus, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your ever-present mercy.
Amen.